This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. There is not enough water in the Colorado River for people to keep using it as they have been, not with drought, climate change, and population growth. That much is clear. The federal government, 7 southwestern states, and 30 tribal nations are working on long-term agreements on how to divide and conserve that water. One of the main targets for cuts is agriculture. And a recent study in the scientific journal Communications, Earth, and Environment shows just how much of the river's water goes to agriculture compared to use in cities. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Nearly three quarters of the water diverted from the Colorado River is being used for irrigation, according to the study.
So this is not water that's used for living in the desert, it's for generating money.
Andrew Curley is a professor of geography at the University of Arizona. He says farmers in the basin have over 100 years of legal and physical water infrastructure on their side.
It's been a longstanding project of both the federal government and state governments to use Colorado River for irrigation, for agriculture.
But Curley says they've been allocating water based on faulty science. Now, overuse is catching up with the basin, and drier days are coming. Sarah Porter with the Kyle Center for Water Policy says farms and ranches will have to make painful cuts to their water use.
You're talking about farmers not being able to grow as much, potentially really impacting rural economies.
Porter says officials in the basin are looking for ways to leave water in the system without putting farmers out of business. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.